As Russia defies calls for a ceasefire in its three-year war with Ukraine, members of Congress are moving to hit the country with new sanctions. The effort follows President Trump's deteriorating relationship with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The sanctions effort is a rare bipartisan issue in a deeply divided Congress. NPR congressional correspondent Claudia Grisales has more.
It's not often these days that Democrats are lining up to co-sponsor bills with Republicans. But lawmakers say the stakes with Russia go way beyond partisan disputes.
We need to push forward.
That's Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal on his way to vote. He's part of a bipartisan group of lawmakers pushing for new penalties on Russia to end the war with Ukraine.
Our bill already has been instrumental in shifting attitudes in the White House.
Blumenthal and South Carolina GOP Senator Lindsey Graham are leading the Sanctioning Russia Act in their chamber. It would greenlight aggressive tariffs on Russian goods, their trading partners, and it bolsters efforts to freeze assets of top officials and their allies. For now, Senate Majority Leader John Thune wants a go-ahead from Trump before moving the bill to the floor. But more than 80 senators have already signed on, and that includes Maine Republican Susan Collins, who say passage cannot come soon enough.
I hope that it'll be brought to the Senate floor as soon as possible.
They're in a rush to get it done, arguing a perfect storm of political pressure could thwart Russia's escalation of the war. Their counterparts in the House agree, where there's an even longer bipartisan list of co-sponsors. That includes retiring Nebraska GOP Congressman Don Bacon, who talked with NPR from the Capitol.
The Russians just keep pounding Ukraine, and we need to be fast and aggressive against Russia to stop what's going on.
Members introduced the legislation months ago, but it sat idle until President Trump gave it a boost this month. He said he's frustrated with his once ally, President Vladimir Putin, dragging his feet on a ceasefire deal. So he's giving Putin 50 days before enacting stiff economic penalties. Here's Trump earlier this week talking to reporters under the wing of Air Force One.
But they're very biting. They're very significant. And they're going to be very bad for the countries involved.
The Sanctioning Russia Act takes those penalties even further, raising tariffs to 500%. For now, Republican leaders such as House Speaker Mike Johnson are pausing the bill to let Trump take the lead. Here's Johnson talking to NPR just outside his office.
Well, we're going to coordinate with the White House on it. We're doing this as in a one-team approach, and we're not going to get in front of the White House on that. We're going to trust the State Department and the Commander-in-Chief to get that done, so we'll see how that works out.
But some sponsors of the plan, like Bacon, the Nebraska congressman, worry Putin could take advantage of the 50-day pause and do more damage.
There's not a lot of time to waste.
Bacon argues Congress is an independent branch of government and should move forward. He says while the House and the Senate are on the same page to seek those aggressive penalties on Russia, they need to help Trump stay on track.
By giving those sanctions, we show the president there's overwhelming support to do it. And I think he needs to know that. I mean, he's always been a little reluctant on Russia. I mean, 2 out of 3 Americans support Ukraine. He needs to feel that pressure.
Members may be ready to move ahead, but the question remains if Trump will share their urgency. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, the Capitol.